at noon on Wednesday as the U.S. women's soccer team began playing France in the game that would propel one of the two teams into the finals of the World Cup in Germany. Numbers of fans in the Boston area were gathering in sports bars to watch the action over a long lunch. At the Coolidge Corner Clubhouse in Brookline, one fellow surrounded by TV sets tuned to the game seemed more interested in his iPhone.
I'm actually relaying scores to somebody who's traveling. Women are playing very well for the U.S. They look better than most MLS teams, to be honest with you.
The U.S. scored first in that game and carried a 1-0 lead into the second half. Perhaps a mile away at the Sunset Cantina, I idly asked a fan named Keith if he thought that one goal would be enough.
I don't know. It's tough. France is really moving the ball well, so I'd like to see a little bit of insurance.
So now we know one goal isn't going to be enough.
Apparently not. We'll have to get another one.
Another one would come, as would one more. The 3-1 victory over France, coupled with Japan's triumph over Sweden in the later semifinal, meant that the U.S. would avoid the team that had beaten them during the group stage. But according to Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall, who has been covering the tournament in Germany, the U.S. will underestimate Japan at their peril.
They really have a good vision for the game, and they kind of make up for the fact that they're not tall and strong and really that fast. And so there's a real contrast in styles when they play a team like the U.S., which is known for its athleticism and size and toughness. And it's been working well for Japan, but you still have to remember here that Japan has never beaten the United States in 25 games and has lost to them three times this year.
Commentators have been telling those of us watching the World Cup on TV in the U.S. that Abby Wambach, Hope Solo, Megan Rapinoe et al. Won the hearts of fans in Germany with their tenacious quarterfinal win over Brazil. But according to Grant Wall, the Japanese team has also built a fan base in Germany and beyond.
Every game in this tournament, the Japanese players have carried a sign around in English thanking everyone for their support of Japan after the tsunami and earthquake. I think that's really struck a chord with the fans here in Germany, with the people watching around the world. And the audience on television globally has been very impressive, including in Japan. We're talking 3-4 million people watching, which is much bigger than that team has ever had before.
This development has not escaped the attention of U.S. players who've been wired into reaction to the tournament via email, texts, tweets, and Facebook. They know lots of fans were rooting for the U.S. after one of the Brazilians, Erica, faked a serious injury during the quarterfinal to delay that game. But in a conference call on Thursday, U.S. goalkeeper Hope Solo acknowledged the popularity of the Japanese team.
And Japan, yes, they are the sentimental favorites of this tournament. They're playing for something bigger and better than the game. And when you're playing with so much emotion and so much heart, that's hard to play against. So I think it's going to be an incredible final that people didn't expect to see.
It has been suggested that a U.S. win would boost interest in the Women's Pro Soccer League in this country, the six teams of which employ many of the world's best players. Certainly the close games and upsets over the past couple of weeks in Germany have demonstrated the number of solid women's teams has grown. But Grant Wall cautions against making the same mistake some people made in 1999 when they assumed that women's soccer would draw big crowds from that heady moment on.
I've learned covering soccer over the years never to think there's going to be some magic bullet that makes soccer a huge thing day-to-day in the U.S. the way it is in the rest of the world. And so I think we should take this World Cup that the U.S. is doing so well in as a nice event that is very inspirational and not try and make any crazy predictions about what it means for the sport in America, except to say that it should, you would think, help a little bit with WPS.
The final, matching Japan, newcomers to the spotlight, with the U.S., two-time World Cup champions, happens tomorrow in Frankfurt. It's 19 minutes past the hour. At the age of six, Reagan Kennedy had already absorbed enough golf etiquette from her father to know that players are supposed to be quiet on the course. But had Dad taught young Reagan too well? When she aced the par 3 third hole at the links in Ireland Grove, Illinois last week, Reagan's older sister had to tell her that it was okay to shout when you got a hole in one. "We told her that's the one time you can scream," said 13-year-old Cheyenne. Reagan began swinging a club when she was two and played in her first tournament last month. She says her ultimate goal is to beat her father. Ungrateful whelp.